The final phase of human civilization. What is paradise? There is no mystery about paradise. It is an accepted scientific fact, just like any other scientific fact. In reality, it is a transformation of the Earth. As we know, the Earth was initially an inchoate, molten mass. Then it cooled down to its present state, taking the form of our world as we know it today. In a similar way, another transformation will take place in the future, but to a far greater degree. At that time, our non-paradisiacal Earth will turn into paradise. In this present world, many things are brought into existence as a result of conversion. For example, water results from the conversion of two gases. A tree represents the conversion of the soil's nutrients. Machines are a conversion of crude iron into complex mechanisms. The industrial world ensures the conversion of inert materials into socially useful commodities. In the same way, in the future, conversion shall take place on a far grander scale. At that time, this far from ideal world will change into an ideal world. This, in terms of religion, would be known as paradise. This instance of conversion is referred to in the Quran in the following verse: "When the earth shall be changed into another earth." 14:48. This process of conversion has repeatedly taken place on earth. On our earth, conversion is a known natural process. That is, it is a normal occurrence. This being so, believing in paradise is just like believing in the continuance of a predictable series of events. It is just like saying of a factory that it has produced 999 items and now the 1000th item is about to be produced. Paradise is not just a matter of religious belief or dogma. According to the eternal laws of nature, it is a state which is bound to come into existence. A study of the law governing earthly systems shows that the present world is undergoing a continuous evolutionary process, of which paradise, logically, is the ultimate phase. Paradise is the natural culmination of a creation which at a certain point in time had a definite beginning. Astronomical studies show that the universe is so extremely vast and expanding at such a rate that, even with the use of very powerful telescopes, its total dimensions have yet to be estimated. In this immeasurably vast universe, the Earth is an extremely tiny planet. In comparison to this universe, our Earth is even smaller than a grain of sand. Throughout the entire universe, our Earth is a very rare exception, in that it is the only place where exceptional things like water, greenery, air and oxygen are present. If life can prevail on this Earth, it is because side by side with it there are life support systems. On the Earth, there exist all those valuable elements by utilizing which man can, if he wills, build a civilization. It is the task of human beings to convert this potential into reality. It is quite evident that civilization, passing continuously from one stage of its history to another, is moving on from its initial stage of development to a higher plateau altogether. For details of this journey of civilization, see the United Nations publication, The History of Mankind. This journey of human civilization has been mentioned in the Quran in terms of the changes that take place on Earth from daytime to the nighttime. In a similar way, a much bigger event shall take place on Earth. As the Quran puts it, you will progress from stage to stage. 84:19. The evolution of history makes it clear that human civilization is continuously advancing along the path of progress and development. The final model of this progress and development will be that which is called spiritual civilization, or paradise. Today man stands on the threshold of paradise. The present transitional period is a condition which may be called paradise in the making. The history of civilization shows that it has passed through three major phases, and now all the indications are that it is in the fourth and final stage of its journey. The three major phases of civilization are as follows. 1. The Stone Age. 2. The Agricultural Age. 3. The Industrial Age. It is a matter of common knowledge that these three phases of civilization have already taken place. However, Alvin Toffler, author of the bestseller Future Shock, says that the fourth phase, or probably the last period of civilization, will take place in the not-too-distant future. This author calls this fourth phase the Super-Industrial Age, which, as compared to the previous phases, will be less materialistic. Therefore, it would be more appropriate to equate this fourth phase with spiritual civilization. Let us take the first period of civilization. It was a time when man could only use whatever material was present on the earth in its original form. Of all the materials, stone was the most readily available and the most useful. Although many other things existed on the earth apart from stone, like wood and animals, and there was even a simple form of agriculture, because stone took pride of place as the most widely used. This phase came to be called the Stone Age. So far as early Homo sapiens were concerned, they possessed the same natural qualities as the people of the present day. For example, the latest research has shown that the human brain, during the Stone Age civilization, contained around 86 billion neurons. no less than what is contained in the human brain today. It was only because of a lack of education and knowledge that man at that time could not utilize his hidden potential. Then came the dawn of the agricultural period, during which man discovered more and more ways of harnessing nature. This period saw the development of irrigation, plowing, the rearing and breeding of animals, and the use of iron and carts with wheels. In this way, it was possible to lead a better life, as compared to that of the previous age. The industrial period began at the point when man moved ahead from animal power, and invented mechanical power. Now man converted water into steam power, and made steam engines. There was a further leap forward, when petrol was discovered and used for propulsion. Similarly, modern methods of communication were developed which converted the whole world into a global village. In the industrial age, by using mechanical power, man engaged in new enterprises such as the building of cities along modern lines, the production of fast-moving vehicles, the rapid communication of news, the setting up of paper mills, radio, television, and eventually the coming of the internet and social media. In this way, there came into existence a whole new world, both beautiful and meaningful, with a fresh viewpoint on education and learning, which was called the industrial civilization. The fourth phase of civilization is what Alvin Toffler has called the super-industrial age. In his view, the most exceptional aspect of this age will be complete automation, i.e., the use of electronics will be on such a large scale that most jobs will be performed with the absolute minimum of human control or intervention. In a normal situation, a man would, ideally, be able, single-handedly, to fulfill all of his own personal requirements. The advent of automation is an advance intimation of the joys of paradise. Indeed, of paradise. The Quran says, "Therein you shall have all that your souls desire, and therein you shall have all that you ask for as a rich provision from one, who is ever forgiving and most merciful." 41:31-32. From the scientific and academic standpoint, the above-mentioned facts make the ideal age of the future, the spiritual civilization, understandable in terms of being a super-industrial age. This super-industrial age is yet to reach completion, but it is in this fourth phase that the ideal world, in religious terms, paradise, will probably take shape in the world hereafter. Paradise is the final period of the journey of civilization. Such a world, by the law of nature, will definitely come into existence in due course. Therein, all types of limitations and disadvantages will be brought to an end. There will be no fear or grief, nor will there be any noise or pain. All those potentialities which have been apparent to man from the very first day will be fulfilled in the world of paradise. Moreover, the human personality will also attain new heights of development. This for man will be the culmination point. He will become the perfect man. He will find an eternal life in which old age, accidents, disease and death are absent. This will be the ideal world, where man will be in a position to utilize the full potential of his personality, thus experiencing complete fulfillment. Today our world is potentially a paradise. Tomorrow this potential will become a reality, and then the earth will become a place of eternal happiness and joy. Paradise is the final period of the journey of civilization. Today man stands on the threshold of paradise. The present transitional period can be called paradise in the making. Paradise will be the culminating point of the evolutionary process in human civilization. It will be the dawning of the perfect and ideal world of which man has always dreamt. On reaching there, man will be eternally free from all sorrows and hardships. It will be the ideal realm of joy, peace and eternal happiness. It should be borne in mind though that paradise is not a place of stagnation. There man will make new discoveries all the time, and this series of discoveries will be unending. For this reason, there will be no boredom in paradise, because boredom prevails only where new discoveries do not take place. To man, fresh experience is the greatest source of happiness, and in paradise, the doors of unlimited truth will continue to open every single day. The pure bliss of paradise will, therefore, not be fleeting in nature but truly eternal. The making of paradise is just as possible as the making of the earth, and the development of different civilizations on earth. In the ancient Stone Age, there lay hidden a developed agricultural period, which emerged in due course. Similarly, in the agricultural period, the far more developed industrial period was hidden, and it also emerged at the proper time. We can, by the same token, say that there lies hidden in this industrial period a far more developed and refined spiritual period, which will appear in time for all to see. The emergence of this spiritual or heavenly period is, in practical terms, as much of a possibility as that of previous periods of history. In the industrial period, the earth has once again been beautified. Its construction has been meticulously planned. Developments in science and technology have made the earth a far better place to live in. Similarly, with the dawn of the final period, the spiritual age, the earth will be further improved, and it will then become an ideal world. There are a number of verses in the Quran giving clear indications of this. For instance, verse 3 of the 84th chapter speaks of the earth expanding, while another verse says, "Praise be to God who has fulfilled his promise to us, and made us the inheritors of this land, letting us settle in the garden wherever we want." 39:74, verse 21 of the 57th chapter, describes paradise as being as vast as heaven and earth, which has been made ready for those who believe in God and his messengers. Today our world is potentially a paradise. Tomorrow this potential will become a reality, and the earth will become a place of eternal happiness and joy. Events have shown that the present state of the earth is not an ideal one. Even though on the earth, there exists nature's life support system in its perfect form. On the earth, this system may be at its best, but there is one thing in all this which is far from ideal. Here, good and evil exists alongside each other. The misuse of freedom by flawed individuals is the source of all kinds of evil. But when the final phase of civilization approaches, all the evil will be separated from the good. They will be deprived of all the resources of the earth, and the earth will be entrusted solely to the good people. This is the truth which has been mentioned in the following verse. "And indeed we have written in Psalms, as Zabur, that my righteous servants shall inherit the land," i.e., the land of paradise. 21:105. This statement made in the Quran is recorded in detail in the book of Psalms, in the Bible. "The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell in it forever." Psalms 37:29. Studies show that in this vast universe, our earth is a rare exception. In the vastness of space, there are huge stars in such multitudes that they outnumber the grains of sand on the seashore. But many of these stars are only balls of fire. It is a known fact that these stars have remained in the same condition for the last 13 billion years. In this apparently stagnant universe, only our Earth is constantly changing and renewing itself. In an exceptional way, an evolutionary process is at work, for the Earth continues to witness one stage after another. 10 billion years ago, the Earth was just a fireball, but then it cooled down to become a temperate planet. Subsequently, there was a phase of heavy rains, which led to the growth of vegetation. Then came the animals. Lastly, the humans appeared. After the appearance of human beings, the process of civilization set in on the earth. In the first phase, man was only able to build a primitive world, but later, he became more and more successful at constructing a highly developed world. This human success goes hand in hand with a continuous evolutionary process, and it is but natural to believe that one more stage is in the offing, that of a perfect world. Paradise will only be found in a state of perfection, in the world hereafter. There man will find a life of joy, peace and happiness forever. There will be no necessity for physical labor. Pleasant intellectual activities will suffice for the achievement of all desired goals. Paradise is the final stage of this evolutionary process, the perfect world where all types of limitations will come to an end. It is the eternal world man has been searching for thousands of years, in response to his natural urges. Paradise is not something mysterious. It is the final stage of the known evolutionary process. So far as animals are concerned, organic evolution is a baseless assumption, but the periodic evolution of the non-living world is a generally accepted fact. According to this natural law, the advent of paradise is entirely understandable. Studies show that, approximately 10 billion years ago, our Earth was a ball of fire, before it became the cool planet on which we live today. Then when man first came to inhabit the Earth, there was a period of what we would now call underdevelopment. After this came another evolutionary phase in the wake of the Industrial Revolution, a period of development. Now, according to the evolutionary law itself, the Earth is heading towards a superior stage. This will be the last evolutionary stage of the Earth, which we can call the perfect world. In this ideal world, all types of limitations will come to an end. By divine arrangement, justice will prevail in its most perfect form. The wicked will be removed from the Earth, and only the virtuous will gain entry into this ideal world, where there will be no pollution of any sort. Calamities will cease to occur and all disadvantages such as disease, accidents, old age and death will be eradicated forever. In the present world, all tasks are performed by hard work. Indeed, hardship and success are inseparable. Such a state of affairs will no longer prevail in paradise, for such refined changes will take place that each activity will be an enjoyable one. As it is said in the Quran, "Truly, the dwellers of paradise that day, the day of resurrection, will be busy in joyful activities." 36:55. With the coming of the Industrial Revolution and the age of consumerism, man actually thought that he could build a paradise on earth, that the industrial age would culminate into the perfect world that he longs for. The superficiality of the notion that man could make a paradise on earth was savagely dashed with the coming of pollution, acid rain and global warming. And now the COVID-19 pandemic has made man realize to the last extent that he cannot build a paradise on earth. Today we have realized to the last extent that the paradise on earth that man has been seeking for thousands of years, in response to his urges, cannot be built on earth. It will be found in a state of perfection, in the world hereafter. There man will find a life of joy, peace and happiness forever. There will be no necessity for physical labor. Pleasant intellectual activities will suffice for the achievement of all desired goals. Man must realize that he stands on the threshold of paradise. The present earth is a paradise in the making, not paradise. The question is, how can man achieve the paradise of his dreams? To find an answer to this question, one must become aware of the creation plan of God. God, the creator of man, has created man according to his plan. To become acquainted with this plan, it is necessary for man to have a thorough understanding of himself. Just as the workings of a machine can only be understood when we study the drawings of the engineer who made it. Besides the mind of the engineer, there is no other thing that can clarify what the machine is meant for. The case of man is the same. The existence of man is such a unique phenomenon that no other such example can be found throughout the vastness of the cosmos. Man is rightly called the best of all creations, which means the best and most meaningful being among all the things created. Such a meaningful being cannot have been created without a purpose. The creator of man has created him according to a special plan. The Quran, the preserved religious scripture, sheds light on this plan. Enthroned above the waters, it was he who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, periods, in order to test which of you is best in conduct. 11:7, we have adorned the earth with attractive things, so that we may test humankind as to which one is best in conduct. 18:7, he created death and life so that he might test you, and find out which of you is best in conduct. 67:2.